This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie is on a plane coming back from Israel to celebrate the holidays here stateside. He had a great trip. You can see the pictures at Facebook on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show. Now, ladies, people don't know about this because we do the show, and it sounds like we're all together in the same room. Well, it turns out we're not. By the magic of radio technology, I am in Los Angeles. Kara is in Washington, D.C. Victoria is in New York City. And Dougie, God knows where he is. He's all over the place. Sometimes he's just outside of Boston. Sometimes he's in Los Angeles with me. And other times, like this week, he's in Israel. He's all over the place. But Christmas weather, holiday weather, is a big story. It's actually leading the top stories that are trending on USA Today today, ladies. A potent storm is going to be dropping some coal in the stockings of many travelers and residents in the western and central U.S. this Christmas weekend. The system is forecast to bring everything from a wintry mix and a blizzard to drenching rain and severe thunderstorms to a large swath of the U.S. from Friday through Sunday. Here's something that doesn't happen often. Get ready for this. Buckle in as you New Yorkers and Washington, D.C.ers are listening to this. Only the eastern part of the country will remain relatively tranquil. So usually during this time of year, I'm the one out here going, oh, yeah, it's like 70 degrees and you guys are all bundled up and there are blizzards. Well, now it looks like the east coast is getting a break and it's the west and the central part of the country that are going to be hit really hard.
I'm a little bummed. We have no chance of any snow in New York. So, I mean, we had one little bit of snow last weekend, and it was about an inch, but it was a very wet snow, and it was gone by the next morning. So we haven't seen anything this whole fall and winter so far. So I'm a little bummed. I love snow, and I just bought new snow boots. Every time I buy snow boots, it never snows.
Well, that's, I guess you shouldn't buy snow boots then.
I know.
That's funny, because I'm over here celebrating, and I was about to say that I was going to give you, like a metaphorical high five. I'm excited that, you know, it's going to be nice weather, but I guess that's just me.
Yeah.
Well, I always dream, as the token Californian West Coaster who never gets any snow, at least in my yard. I mean, we have plenty of snow in the local mountains, but I would flip my lid just to have a white Christmas. I mean, the way you see the movies, like you like to watch on Hallmark, Victoria, and all the traditional holiday pictures, like, just for me, having a white Christmas would be great. But I'm actually happy because it's been cold. The last month has actually, by Los Angeles standards, has been very chilly. And we had some rain on Wednesday night. I was driving around and it was horrible. Lots of wind, lots of rain, and buckets. I mean, usually when it rains in LA, it's sort of like, it's a sprinkle or maybe just, you know, light, steady rain. But this was a real, legitimate downpour. And it seems that that's coming back again. It's a kind of an unpredictable storm that's going to bring heavy rain and even the potential for flash flooding for California. Mm-hmm. Heavy snowfall expected in the Sierras, and the National Weather Service is saying that snow will also fall over the Cascades, the Northern Great Basin, and the Northern Rockies. So if you have travel plans, be careful. Take extra time at the airport. Take extra time in your car, because rushing around in all this nasty weather is never a good thing. So be safe out there. Merry Christmas. Now, speaking of Christmas, for years, the National Christmas Tree has been illuminated near the White House during the holiday season. And this is a tradition that began in 1923 when President Calvin Coolidge was in office. His wife, Grace, gave the local school district permission to set up a tree decorated with 2,500 light bulbs. Believe me, I'm a tree nerd. That's a lot of light bulbs. In President's Park, and rumor says it was a way to promote electricity use. Kind of funny. For 3 decades, the national Christmas tree was always lit on Christmas Eve, which means just hours after President Herbert Hoover did the honors in 1929, he had to deal with the unrelated fire that damaged the West Wing of the White House. During the 50s, the tree lighting ceremony was moved up earlier in December, and the tree is now officially illuminated at the beginning of the month. But there were some years that the tree wasn't lit at all. From 1942 to 1944, the tree remained dark because of security concerns during World War II. Kara, since you are our official Washington resident, is the lighting of the National Christmas Tree, or at least a visit to the National Christmas Tree when it's in its full glory, still a big deal for are we Washingtonians? DCEans?
Washingtonians,
yeah.
Right?
Take your choice. What was the second one? DCEans?
No, it's Washingtonians. I was just being funny. DCEans.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal. I mean, if you, it depends. If you live here, then for a lot of those people, it's not as huge, just because it's something that you can see kind of on a daily basis if you work in DC and have to pass by. But I think we still get a ton of tourists, and they do. Have you ever been to the National Christmas Tree, Jen?
I haven't. I've only been to D.C. during the spring and summer months, never during the winter.
Yeah, so basically it's a giant tree in the middle, and then around the outside they have all of these little tiny trees that are for each state. So they've got,
I can't remember
if they have 50. They might have a few more for, there might be one for Puerto Rico. I'm not sure. But each one is decorated slightly differently, and it was very,
oh, that's cute.
It was very funny because, Victoria, since you're from New Jersey, you'll think,
oh, no, what does the Jersey tree look like?
So there was the Jersey tree next to, I can't remember the other state it was next to, but it was like little tiny, and like the decorations on it were real like scrubby and not very nice.
So do they send a representative from each state to decorate the tree, or is it just one person in Washington using all their prejudices?
Well, I think it's different every year. So I've only been a few times, and I haven't been yet this year, but I went last year, and I think last year they had kids from a different school in each state decorate it. So I don't know if they, I don't know exactly how they do that, if they just send decorations from the state or if they have people come down or if they ship a tree out from each place. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's pretty. It's a nice place to go and take a picture and, you know, share it on your social media. But I, like I said, I've only been a few times in my life. So, and I've never been to the one in New York, which I feel like is kind of a bigger deal. I feel like people get more surprised or more excited about the Rockefeller one.
I mean, that's kind of the interesting question, is depending on where you live, there's always something iconic, right, where you have to go visit. New York has just so many of them. I mean, it was on my bucket list for years to see New York at Christmas time, and I finally did it about 3-4 years ago. And as a Christmas nerd, it was just around every corner. I was oohing and aahing. I mean, your breath leaves your body in New York City at Christmas time. It's amazing.
Fifth Avenue is, well, you know, I just realized I haven't even seen the Rockefeller tree this year. I haven't had any reason to go into that area, and it's very, right now it's all blocked off because of Trump Tower. Mm-hmm. And so it's very difficult to navigate those streets if you're, you know, just trying to walk through and see the tree. But, typically I used to work right in back of the tree in Rockefeller Center, so I used to see it all the time, and I think I just kind of got used to seeing it. So I think I'm a little desensitized to it. But Fifth Avenue in general, I think they always do a really, really pretty job every year. And you've got Bergdorf Goodman right next to the plaza, and then Saks Fifth Avenue has the wonderful window display, and that whole area is very, very Christmassy. I'm assuming that's where you went, Jen, right? You did, like,
yeah, of course, Rockefeller Center. You did all the stores. We went to Serendipity. I mean, you just do all the.
Oh, you did the whole thing. You did the whole shebang.
I went to, because I go to New York, especially for a while. I was going pretty often, and, you know, doing business stuff. And so I decided, my dad and I were talking about what we wanted to do for Christmas one year, and I said, Dad, I would love to just see New York at Christmas. And so he and I did a father-daughter trip just a few years ago, and for 2-3 days we did no work, and we just were tourists. And it was so much fun, and we saw all the lights and the glitz and the glamour. It was really one of my favorite trips, so much fun.
Oh, that's great.
Well, yeah, that's my favorite thing, more so than the big trees in the cities, is I love just walking around and seeing all, like, the Christmas tree or the Christmas light displays that people have put up in the neighborhoods. And this is one of the traditions. Whenever we drive to my grandfather's house for Christmas, we always count all of the Christmas lights that we see on the way there to see how many different displays we see. That's my favorite thing.
My dad and I actually played this game when I was a little kid. We played Chrissy's. And so basically it's a contest to see who can point out the houses with the Christmas lights the quickest. And it gets brutal. I mean, sometimes there's blood. It's pretty But it's fun. I love it. My dad used to hold me back in my seat. Like, if I'd be in the front seat, he used to hold me back with his hand. It was really... Yeah, we're weird. The tree, by the way, this national Christmas tree, only replaced if it dies. And that only happened most recently in 2012. So...
I never knew that. I don't think that made headlines, did it?
You know, I don't
maybe
remember
it did where
it.
Kara was. Maybe yeah. In D.C.
I don't remember that either. That's a surprise.
They did a quick switcheroo and didn't tell anyone.
We're celebrating the holidays here. It is 16 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you could do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our list. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte eyeshadow palettes, limited edition Philosophy bath sets, or Hot Tools curling irons. Best girls' night ever. Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
It's holiday crunch time, and Burlington's got you covered for all your last-minute gifting. Save big on the season's most asked-for gifts, like wireless audio and tech for the gadget lover, sweaters, watches, and jewelry for the trendsetter, tons of toys for the kids, plus a wide range of gift baskets pre-wrapped for easy gifting. The name brands you love at up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Get more holiday for less at Burlington. Gifts for everyone.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Red Santa Claus in the focus. Merry Christmas to all of you from all of us here at the DJV show. Now, Victoria, we like to do a little sports news from time to time, spice things up a little bit. And this sports news has a Christmassy flair. A star from the Sixers plays Santa Claus, right?
Yeah.
I love
right,
hearing
stories
story.
Like this.
I know, me too.
Because it doesn't happen that often, you know, that you get to say something really positive about athletes, unfortunately.
This is true.
So Philadelphia Sixers star Joel, is it Embiid?
Uh-huh.
I think it's Embiid. He gave kids in Philadelphia from the Boys and Girls Club $100 gift cards and literally unleashed 25 kids in a Modell's, and they went nuts and had a wonderful
wow.
time.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, $100 each. I thought that was so great.
That's great. The team also hooked up some of the kids with Sixers gear, and Joel posed for pictures and signed. Very cool. It's 21 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls, Dougie on a plane coming back from Israel. And what we've done all week and had a lot of fun doing it is each of us, each of the members of the show, the team have put together their list of their three favorite Christmas songs. Now, I tried to cheat, ladies, and Victoria, you kept me in line. I wanted to pick like five songs. I had a lot of ties. Yeah. But you kept me on the straight and narrow. And so now our fearless leader, Doug's our fearless leader, but Kara's really the real fearless one because she has to deal with all of the technology that goes along with this show, and there is a lot. And so Kara has chosen her three favorite Christmas songs, including this one at number three. This is Hanson. Yep, Mbop. Remember the boy band? Well, guess they have a Christmas song. Here it is, What Christmas Means to Me. Crank it up, Kara. And why do you love this one so much?
Well, okay, so first of all, they have a whole Christmas album, not just a song.
Who knew?
Did not get that.
So, funny story, when I was growing up, I have two older sisters, and we have about the same space age range as the guys in Hanson. And so my mom loved Hanson when I was growing up. And so she would always joke around that we should be them for Halloween because we all had kind of long blonde hair. We kind of looked like them. They kind of looked like little girls. And so we would always listen to them, and we would always listen to this song. So this is like nostalgia song, and this still gets played whenever we're decorating the Christmas tree.
That's so fun.
Nostalgia,
that's really
value.
Cute.
Are you the middle kid, Kara?
Nope, I'm the little baby.
That's right. You said you're the big dog.
Yep.
And you get to open your gifts, which is good for you.
I sure do. All right.
Get a little extra spoiling. I like it. So who was the youngest Hanson?
Zach.
The drummer.
Zach Hanson, yeah, the drummer.
Yeah.
And I think he's actually the one singing in the song.
Oh, look at that.
Which is Taylor was the hot one. He still is,
he
too.
He sure was.
Yeah, he's held up nicely. All right, number two on Kara's list, Jimmy Eat World, Last Christmas.
I gave you my heart the very next day. You gave it away.
Should be happy Doug's not here because he would hate this.
I had a feeling. That's why I think Kara came today.
Yeah,
it would hurt.
I mean, he'd probably be okay with the Hanson. This one, I think, might be a little too much. All right, so give us the reason you like this one from Jimmy Eat World.
I saw them last week in concert in D.C., and they played this song, which was kind of special. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't sure if they would, even though it's December, because they haven't been playing it on all their tour dates. But, I don't know, it was fun. We were right in the middle, and they sang this song, and it was, you know, they were looking right at me like they were singing to me, like they do.
Well, they were, I'm sure.
I don't know. I think I just... Why do you think Doug wouldn't like this? Because it's not super upbeat and cheery and cheesy? Or...
Yeah, that's probably about it.
I think this is cool.
I don't know,
the other version of this. Was it Wham?
Yeah,
Wham
was the original, which I love. I love all versions of this song. But I don't know. I just think I like alternative rock. I like Jimmy Eat World, and I think this version is a little bit more chill than the original. The original can be kind of cheese overload sometimes.
Yeah. I love the cheese. It's Christmas, for crying out loud. It's time for glitter and extra cheese with your songs. Your Christmas loving. I love the Wham version of this song, and I also have to admit, I like the Taylor Swift version of Last Christmas.
I really don't like that version.
I love
like
it.
The one version I don't like.
It's super cheesy. All right, number one on your list. Fill us in, Kara. What is your favorite Christmas song?
Baby, the only thing on my wish list, maybe.
All right, so
this
is a band, Brighton. They're not actually together anymore, but this was my favorite Christmas song in high school, and this also has nostalgia value for me. I don't know, it's so happy, and it makes me feel so like fuzzy and nice on the inside. I don't know, it's just like this is an original song. It's not a cover of a Christmas song, and it's just, I don't know.
This is a cute original song. Yeah, many originals. You were emo then, right?
Exactly.
I sure was.
All right, there's the top three favorite Christmas songs from our friend Kara Schillen. Follow her on Twitter, @CSchillen, and you can always follow us at DJV Show at 28 past the hour.
By my side, the sleigh bells on my roof keep me up all night, but it doesn't.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, Albert Einstein once said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. This really holds true for a lot of pet guardians out there. For example, I hear this all the time on this show. You know, Warren, my dog's having accidents. I've taken them over to it. I told them, no, bad dog, fooey, wait till daddy comes home, and he continues to have the accidents. Well, obviously, the approach you're taking is not working, so it's time to change. If you notice you're working with your dog and certain behaviors that are either negative or bad need to be changed, what you need to do is remember, if one method is not working, find another method. Always positive. There's no time in the world where negative training should come into play. Positive training, positive reinforcement is what it is all about. So remember, if you're working with your dog and you're not getting the results you think you should be getting, it may not be the dog's fault. It may very possible be the method that you're trying to use. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Candles burning low, lots of mistletoe, lots of snow and ice everywhere we go. Choir singing carols right outside my door. All
people disclosure. I just want to mess around, ladies. It's Christmas Eve Eve. Dougie's traveling back from Israel. It is on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. So you got the Doug who's on an airplane. Then you've got the Jen who's right here. You've got the Victoria who's right there. Say hello, Victoria.
Hello. Merry Christmas Eve Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve Eve. And then we've got the Kara who's holding things down. She's holding
hello.
Down the fort for us. And, you know, it's this time of year when people start reflecting on like top 10 lists, right? Top 10 Google searches, top 10 most important news stories of the day. You know, people like to categorize things by lists, I guess. And GQ is getting in on the action. GQ has honored the 2016 least influential people with the tongue-in-cheek list. So, ladies, let's go through this list, because I actually am going to take issue with a couple of these people. First of all, if you're going to be on a least influential person list, doesn't that by definition make you sort of influential?
Right, like, exactly.
If someone knows you, I mean, maybe Joe from Nebraska might be a least influential person. He wouldn't be on this GQ list. All right, so the people on the list, Ted Cruz, who obviously taken a jab at him because he lost the primaries to Donald Trump. The hashtag Never Trump Brigade, kind of obvious because the hashtag Never Trumpers in the Republican Party.
Obviously, they had no influence.
Had no influence at all. And, by the way, the Never Trump movement really doesn't count for people who wouldn't have ever voted for Trump anyway. These are Republican voters who chose not to vote for him. All right, Jeb Bush and the Bush family. I think that actually might be true. Jeb Bush was classified very early on by Donald Trump as low energy. That sort of ruined him. And then the Bush family came out. I mean, I think there was even like that slip that Daddy Bush was not going to vote for Donald Trump, that he was going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And obviously that didn't make much difference in the outcome of the election cycle either.
Is Jeb Bush the one this year who had to ask people to clap for him when he was speaking somewhere?
That's right.
Please clap.
Clap.
Oh, boy.
Clap. I forgot about that. Poor Jeff.
You know, the funny thing is, in my mind, I supported Hillary, but in just because of checks and balances and the way our country typically goes, we have 8 years of Republican, 8 years of Democrat, and, you know, it goes back and forth. And that's the way that our country's kind of always been. That's the pattern. I was absolutely convinced from the beginning of all of this election stuff that it would be President Jeb Bush. I really thought that he was a shoo-in from the early on. And then
he thought that too, by the way.
Yeah, and then the wheels fell off the bus. I mean, And then Ted Cruz, he having to deal with weird things, like was his father like someone who assassinated JFK? Do you remember that weird story? Was his father involved in that? And then
I do.
And then Donald Trump really annihilated Ted Cruz. I mean, Ted Cruz had no shot.
And his wife. I mean, they're...
Oh, right. And the wife.
God. Dirty. Dirty.
And then
dirty,
was he dirty. Canadian? Like, there was so much,
and
right?
He is, by the way. I mean, he's not... He's still an American citizen. His dad was military, but he was not physically born on this soil of the United States.
I mean, he had an uphill battle. He really did.
Yeah, you know... Yeah. I mean, this is not a political show. And we could talk about a variety of reasons why the Ted Cruz candidacy didn't work.
Yeah.
But I think in general, the reason for that is that most people have sort of started to move to the middle. They were tired of the fringy conservatives and they're tired of the fringy liberals. And they want to just find there's a very populist feeling in the country right now. And, you know, I have to say, politics should not be a team sport. So I don't mind this kind of populist mentality. We'll see how it works for us. All right. Also on GQ's least influential people list, Taylor Swift. Now, this has been a tough year for Taylor. Remember, she was had a couple of breakups. She had Calvin Harris, and then she was with Tom Hiddleston. Well, now, Taylor Swift, because of this little math equation, they call it the Hiddle-Swift plus Kanye equals very bad year for T-Swizzle. That's the math equation. Yeah. Kanye, remember, he did a song that featured her likeness, basically, in the music video, her name in the lyrics, and she went public about how she didn't know about it, and then Kim Kardashian actually produced an audio tape of her knowing exactly what Kanye was going to do.
Yeah, she made a really, I think Taylor normally handles her, you know, press really well, and in this instance, when Kanye wins and looks like the stable, normal one, you know you did not handle your stuff correctly. I mean, Kanye came out the clear winner in this one, and the fact that she just kept trying to deny that she ever knew anything, she simply could have just said, yes, Kanye called me, yes, I knew he was writing a song about me or that I was in the song, but no, I didn't know he was going to call me the B word.
Right.
That's all she needed to say.
Like right.
That's all she needed to say. And instead, she tried to deny the whole thing, and it blew up in her face. And then the Tom Hiddleston thing, that was just weird.
You know what's weird? I think there was nothing better for Taylor Swift than a breakup in her past.
Yeah.
Now I think we're all sick of watching her go through breakups. And
well, we're on to her. We know that that's like her M.O.
It's the thing.
She needs a new thing now. Yeah.
All right. Also on the list, Gary Johnson, one of the least influential people of 2016, according to GQ. If you remember his very famous, he had a couple of good whoppers. Gary Johnson, if you don't know, was the Libertarian candidate for president. And I know, Victoria, you kind of flirted with liking Gary, and I know Doug definitely liked Gary Johnson. And his running mate, Bill Weld. I always had this issue with Gary Johnson, mostly because I think he's the poster child for just smoking too much marijuana. You know, there's a line. There's definitely a line. Gary Johnson had that moment when he was asked what he thought about Aleppo. And he had the famous, Aleppo? What is Aleppo? And then the TV commentator actually had to tell him what Aleppo was. Of course, it's, capital of Syria. And when he found out, he goes, oh, Got it. So, Gary Johnson, kind of a disappointment. You know, this would have been the year, by the way. Again, we're not a political show, but this year was so dominated by the election cycle. I mean, really, many of the big news stories of the year came from the election. And this would have been the year, Victoria and Kara, for a third-party candidate who was really, really strong to come out and be successful, because Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were very unlikable. Their unlikable numbers were so high.
I know.
That this would have been prime opportunity for some third-party candidate who really had it together to actually make a difference. And it just didn't happen. Gary Johnson, wah, wah.
I know. That's exactly the sound that he would have, wah, wah.
Peyton Manning is on this list. Now, this is kind of a bummer. I love Peyton Manning. His defense was so good. His scrub replacement actually had better numbers than he did. Peyton Manning retiring, winning the Super Bowl and leaving. I don't think it was a bad year for Peyton. I mean, his performance wasn't great, but the guy's been injured. I mean, he's battled and beaten and, yeah, I mean, tattered up. Come on.
Yeah, it's no doubt. He's one of the best quarterbacks of all time, and he'll always be remembered as that. But, yeah, I mean, I think his defense was so incredible. And to shut Cam Newton down the way that they did, which is a really, really big challenge, the defense won the Super Bowl for him. So it's nice that he gets to walk away with a trophy. But, you know, he's a little bit of a wah-wah as
and
well.
I took the Denver defense from my fantasy team, and I won 3 games this year. All right, the next name on the list is somebody I don't know exactly who it is. Maybe you can fill me in. Someone named Tim Kaine, Victoria? Do we know that?
I think we need to send a search party out for him at this point. I mean, where has he been? I have never seen anyone disappear faster from
the
public
eye. Election night. I mean, you know, sometimes they speculate, the media, that maybe the Clintons have, like, offed a few people and buried them in their backyard. I mean, do we have a wellness check on Tim Kaine? Is there a pulse? I mean, the guy's gone. Election night, he's done. He's over. Out of town. All right, Tim Kaine on that list. Ryan Lochte, good year at the Olympics. Not such a good year hanging down in South America. A little bit of trouble in Brazil when he made up a story to cover his own drunken shenanigans. And I don't know. He must have influenced someone, because he was on Dancing with the Stars this season, ladies. And remember when I think it was either night number one or night number two, those protesters came and rushed him. So he must have upset somebody.
Oh, and, you know, now he's going to be a dad, so I'm really happy that Ryan Lochte is procreating. That's awesome. With a Playboy model, even better.
Spark.
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't they have, like, a genius kid? Wouldn't that be the funniest thing?
It would be like if they gave birth to Stewie Griffin. It's like they wouldn't know, like, what to do with it.
To get a tutor. All right, Billy Bush also on the list. You know, Billy Bush had a tough year. He took a hit for that video that happened 10 years ago, hidden video, by the way, that he didn't know was out. Well, I think they knew it was out there, but he was not aware it was being taken of he and Donald Trump kind of making crude comments about women. He gets fired, and he was, by the way, on tap to replace Matt Lauer at the Today Show. He gets fired from NBC. Donald Trump becomes president. Poor Billy
Bush. And he got $10 million, though. I mean, he got a $10 million settlement from being fired, and he's going to work again. I mean, it's,
absolutely.
You know, I find him very boring, so
he might be boring on TV. He's a super nice guy, though. We've actually had the opportunity to meet him a few times. He's a nice guy, genuinely.
That's good to know.
All right, and finally, the top of the list, GQ honors the 2016 Least Influential People of the Year, Anthony Weiner. Now, this is the one I take issue with. First of all, that's right. Congratulations, Anthony, for this big achievement. He is not the least influential person, because his laptop, I think, maybe a couple other things on the list, but his laptop was maybe the biggest reason Hillary Clinton did not become the next president of the United States. The laptop came out, the FBI reopened the investigation, and I think that was enough for the American people to go, not so sure about Hillary, and maybe not go out to the polls and vote for her.
That could be. I mean, that certainly was bad timing when that came back out. I mean, of course, it turned out to be nothing, but still, you know, that's, yeah. Oh, Anthony Weiner.
I think he's in sex rehab. And by the way, Victoria, good news, you live in New York?
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get a job in a restaurant in New York.
Good luck with that.
Ew. All right, those Best Buy, Use Buy, and Sell Buy dates on that food that you're getting ready to cook for Christmas, how important are they? We'll tell you next. It's 45 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. It's the perfect time for last-minute gifts. So give their favorite scent with $29.99 fragrance gift sets or a cozy night's sleep. Junior sleep sets are just $19.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/11 through 24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We are celebrating Christmas Eve here, and it is your chance to win. Victoria and Kara, this is so exciting. We've been giving away some great prizes all week to thank you all for listening and spending your days with us here on the On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria program. And it's day five of our big giveaway, and we've got a great gift for you. Somerset's English Shaving Kit, plus two ties from Skinny Tie Madness. All you have to do is be caller 10. Right now, that's it. Caller 10. Easy peasy. Tell us what you're doing for Christmas to celebrate. You're the winner of the Somerset's English Shaving Kit, two ties from Skinny Tie Madness. The number to call, 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-DOUG. Now, the shaving kit features purifying face scrub, a shave oil for sensitive skin, which, by the way, those are fantastic.
Yes.
The Razor Repair Face Balm Aftershave. And Skinny Tie Madness is also part of this, giving away two ties that are sure to be conversation pieces. One features math symbols called the Math Geek Convention Tie, and the other is a preppy plaid called Stud Muffin. 888-302-DOUG. Caller number 10 will win the entire prize pack. 888-302-DOUG. And you know, Victoria, these ties, everybody is kind of looking for those sort of like fun ties that stand out. I mean, so often, I mean, for years, you saw stripes, you saw solid colors. Now people are really sort of embracing the sort of personality ties, I guess would be what we call them.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, men get stuck. I mean, if men have to wear ties to the office, you know, it kind of gets routine and boring. And Skinny Tie Madness is one of these companies that just, you know, takes that and flips it on its head and says, no, you can have a lot of fun with fashion. And these are, you know, they are on the thinner side of ties, which skinny ties are still really in right now for guys.
All
and
right,
it's perfect for holidays.
That's right. Let's go to the phones. Caller number 10 is Ron. Ron, you're on the air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Congratulations. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
You're the big winner now. You're going to get this English Shaving Kit and two ties from Skinny Tie Madness. English Shaving Kit comes from Somerset. Enjoy, Ron, and Merry Christmas to you from all of us here.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA.
You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Is better than travel, a little vacation, a little time to see something new, change up the scenery. And when we think travel, I mean, really, Victoria, there is no greater expert in the field than Frommer's. Frommer's.com is a fantastic resource for traveling, whether it's tips on booking air travel, hotels, destinations, cruises. I mean, Frommer's really has it all, Frommer's.com. And we are so lucky to have with us the queen of Frommerville, Pauline Frommer. Welcome to the On Air with DJV show, and Merry Christmas
wow.
to you.
Well, I've never been called the queen before. I have a bit of strep throat, hence my voice is a little odd. But I'm the editorial director for both the guidebooks and the site. And on the site right now, we have an article that I think will really help people figure out how they should be traveling, because we looked at what the trends are in the coming year, and they really are changing.
Well, things in lists, right? And so 2017 It has its own unique set. I'm sure it will have its own fingerprint as what's important and what destinations and how to get there, basically. So what's on tap for 2017? What do you see if you're looking in your crystal ball, Pauline?
Well, if you've ever been nervous about taking a cruise because you felt like you'd spend all the time on the ship and no time really seeing the destination, that's about to change. A lot of the cruise lines are listening to their passengers, hearing that people are angry when they arrive in a port at 9 and have to leave by 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. It doesn't give you time to really explore. So a lot of them are changing their itineraries for 2017 with longer times in port, overnights in port, so you actually get to see the nightlife when you go.
That's
a great new change.
Often for people, and I'm sorry to interrupt here, but so often for people, one of the benefits of cruising is that the hotel sort of travels with you, right? But to give yourself more time at the destination, you can actually see things so much more.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
That's also going to be a big benefit for Cuba. Cuba has a huge hotel shortage, but the Cuban government just approved 6 cruise lines to go to Cuba in 2017. Wow. So if you've ever wanted to see it, now you can do so aboard Royal Caribbean, aboard Norwegian, aboard Oceania, and 3 others. So that's going to be a big,
that
big change.
Love yeah. that. That's going to be a hot ticket, I bet, for 2017. I mean, I myself, I've always wanted to go to Cuba, and now the fact that it's a possibility, I mean, I would consider, I'm not a big cruise person, but I would definitely consider that to Cuba, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a big change. There's a big change in lodgings. You know, a lot of people aren't staying in hotels anymore. They're staying in Airbnb or they're renting a home from HomeAway. And those companies have changed their financial model. They now take a bigger chunk of what you pay to the person you're renting from. So they have a bigger stake in making sure it's a really professional experience. So there's going to be more instant booking, and it's going to feel more like a hotel for the good and the bad that means. They're now training their hosts to act more like hotels, to have hotel-like amenities, because it's a booming market, and people are coming back with complaints sometimes. So I kind of like the quirkiness of that sector of the industry where you get to go and feel like you're in a real home. But now 40% of the hosts do it for a living.
Right.
It's not somebody just doing it in their spare time.
It's their job.
This is their job. So that part of the lodgings market is drastically shifting.
What's the best way to change?
Yeah, I do too. What's the best way to protect yourself when you're looking, Pauline, at these kind of Airbnb sites? How do you make sure you're getting what is being represented?
Well, you look at the reviews, although those can be tricky because they know that the hosts are reviewing the guests. So guests are not as willing to say something bad about the place because they could get a bad review back and then get turned down on their next Airbnb. So it's hard. You have to look at a lot of pictures. And if it's a rental, you can lose your deposit, which can be a big chunk of change. Mm-hmm. So get insurance on any rental. You want to get that money back if something goes wrong.
That's a great tip. All right, in our last few seconds here, Pauline, what do you see happening with, what's the forecast for air travel? I mean, this year I think we've seen more people traveling, maybe less flights. How is the airline industry going to work out the amount of people traveling? Will it go up or down? How is the availability of flights going to be in the cost?
The cost is staying fairly stable within the United States, but if you've ever wanted to travel abroad, costs are down dramatically. There's been this influx of Asian carriers. Costs to Asia are down 30%, so now's the time to see Japan, Thailand, China. You know, have an exotic vacation.
All right, Pauline Frommer, you are the best. Check out the website.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.